For the past four winters, Project Home operated a drop-in homeless center in Suburban Station, and earlier this season, the group lost the space they were using. But now, as WHYY's Alana Gordon reports, contracts are being finalized for them to reopen.
On any given day, busker Carly Cute watches dozens of people take refuge in Suburban Station.
I see a lot of people getting kicked out, and it's not fair because this is the only warm place around here.
For 44-year-old Robert Watts, being homeless has meant playing a sort of cat-and-mouse game, moving between stations.
In the winter, it's been practically a struggle. You know, being down here in the subway stations and stuff like that, you know, the transit police, at a certain time, they want to push you out.
Enter Hub of Hope. For the last few winters, this walk-in center near the 15th Street entrance has helped thousands of people who've had trouble connecting with services like housing support and medical care. Karen Orrick is the coordinator.
It's a really beautiful and elegant program. I think I've realized that more and more as we've been not sure if we've been able to have it this year.
Normally, Hub of Hope would be open by now, but in November, Project Home learned the donated space wouldn't be available. This week, the property owner told Orrick that Hub of Hope could use the space after all.
We're going to open next week. Same place.
A few hundred feet from the Hub storefront, right? Orrick shares the news with people sitting on benches in the concourse.
Reaction? Magnificent.
Again, Robert Watts.
It's a great place, you know, to rest, you know, coffee. They give you medical assistance and everything like that.
Watts says he's looking forward to assistance with health care and housing, things that can really help a guy with a criminal record and a disability get back on his feet. Then he pauses. He looks at a man in a suit rushing by to catch a train and adds that what he really wants is a job. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.